B-Pod Studios.
From the Plato's Closet Studios.
Are you ready?
Yes, it's WNKS. WNKS HD1 Charlotte.
There's no stopping us
from PC Media Group Station. Home of the Mani, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Turn it up.
KS95.1.
I love when they do the vocal fry.
No.
Uncut Gems.
Is the MRL Morning Show with Mani, Roy, and Loren on KISS 95.1.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to your Thursday, everybody. Today is May 26th, 2022. It's the day before Memorial Day weekend.
It is the day, it's my last show of the week. And it's the day that I'm coasting until 9:30.
I thought that was yesterday.
No.
Every day right now. So you leave for vacation. Are you leaving right from the studio?
Oh, yes. Yes, I have Sterling, my partner, meeting me here at 9:30, so I can do the switch off to Nicole. And I am in my car, going to the airport by 9:45.
What time's your flight?
11:30. 11:30.
Who are you, me?
But there's a, it got moved up. How annoying
really?
Is that? Yeah. It was like 12:30 and it got moved up.
Huh.
And then like there's something where my passport doesn't match with my reservation. So I got to go and like talk to people.
Oh God.
Yeah. It's a whole thing. I got to go talk to people about my passport.
Good luck.
Yeah. Good luck. Have fun in Cancun. We took Cancun stories yesterday, which were really funny. If you missed that, you can check it out on the replay on demand. We also had a big announcement about a big singles event. We'll tell you about that coming up at 6:20 this morning. You might have missed it. Well, it's going to be Charlotte's biggest, best singles event ever. And it's thrown by MRL.
Ever.
And I'm just happy to be here today. A weird, somber vibe in my house yesterday. My wife and I, and I think it's a good thing. I think what happened in Uvalde, Texas, the fact that it's still on people's minds, and it, because I spoke to somebody who goes, you know what's so sad is it's like there's a shooting and then you move on. There's a shooting and then you move on. That's just life. And I go, I don't know. This one feels different. I think this is like the fed up point, you
right.
know,
mm-hmm.
almost like the how the George Floyd thing felt different, like the fed up point, you know, and maybe now you just start to see a little change. And of course, we posted on our Facebook page and, you know, what would you do? We got 7,000 different messages from people. And I don't know. It was just a kind of somber in my house yesterday. Amanda was sad for most of the day, angry. And the best part, though, is, you know, Dean, my 9-year-old, isn't scared. He's not. He's
yeah,
going
good.
To school.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
You know what I mean? Like, he's just, and he knows. He knows what happened. You know, he just, maybe that little brain of his is just not letting him be scared of it.
Yeah.
Which is good.
That
so,
good.
What about you guys?
I had Cash's preschool graduation yesterday.
Yes.
And I cried like a big old baby. Like, ugly cried. That's the music they walked into. And as soon as I heard the music, the waterworks started. They didn't even do anything yet. They were just walking.
And it's just preschool.
I know.
Yeah, it's milestones, man.
It is.
Did they talk about the kids?
Yeah, but they did like 3 minutes worth of songs, too. They sang. Cash, like, sang 3 words to every song, but he danced his butt off.
It
was hilarious. And, you know, it was a big year for Cash because Cash was real. that was Cash. But Cash was really speech delayed.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
it's a big deal to see him. I know it sounds like it's not that big of a deal. It's
right.
preschool. But it was a big deal for me.
Yeah. That's a huge milestone.
Yeah. I had a preschool graduation that the whole family went to. Filmed on one of those big shoulder, you know, because back then the cameras were so massive.
Yeah.
The shoulder mount cameras.
Right. That's awesome. Did you celebrate last night or yesterday for lunch?
So we ended up going up to Lake Norman.
Oh,
and
good.
We're staying up there for the next few days.
That's right. You guys got a Southern Charm rental.
Wow, so you drove in big this morning, huh?
Yeah, I was like, I thought it was going to be like a 30-minute drive. It was like a 40-minute drive.
Man, you're coming south instead of going north from Ballantyne.
Yeah, it wasn't as bad as I thought. Because, you know, I'm bad at driving when there's like no streetlights.
Yeah.
I'm bad at driving to begin with. You take away my streetlights, I'm in the grass. But it wasn't that bad.
We call that the Ace and TJ commute.
That's right.
That's how they used to they live on the lake and used to commute down.
Yeah.
Funny.
I don't know. I love the lake, but I don't really have an interest in living up there, and I don't know why. My commute's the same from Waxhaw.
I don't know. I didn't either, but I'm glad that we're doing it on days that I'm working because I get to see what the drive would be like if I ever decided.
Yeah.
It's not that bad.
Yeah. And that toll lane, the Easy Pass lane is a life changer or else you'd be in traffic your whole life.
I didn't get on like the main highway to get down here.
Maybe when you go back, if it's busy.
Yeah.
I know you didn't know. GPS took you a different way. Okay. Yeah.
I'm trying to
think. I took 16. I don't know.
That's a weird way to come back down.
160?
No, I think I took 16, like Brookshire, then to Brookshire and got on the
line. I like to go back to the preschool graduation. Some music, please.
Okay. I can get that for you.
I'd like to do a bit. It's been a year of academic scholarship. We will never forget when Timmy threw the blocks at Sarah and destroyed the class for about a week. I also would like to take a moment and say that Kinsey doesn't share. We taught her, though, that next year, who's going to share? Kinsey.
It was really cute. Like, Cash jumped in the air when he got his diploma.
I saw the picture.
It was so cute.
We have the pictures up at the MRL show on our Insta. You can go look at Cash. No cap and gown, though, for the kids.
No cap and gown.
Come on. Get them cap and gowns.
They were going up and down stairs. I don't know that they would have been that coordinated to like lift gowns to get up and then back down.
Yeah. Dean graduated from pre-K, and I don't remember if they did cap and gown, but I do remember crying. Like, I was shedding a tear because they were saying something about each of the kids, and the principal goes, and Dean in pre-K, I guess, is 4, you know, and the principal goes, and next, Dean Maney, or as we in the school call him, the mayor. And I was like, it was amazing. They were like, everybody likes him, and he talks to everybody.
Cash was the class clown.
Nice.
Yeah. That's funny.
Love that. What about you, Roy? What'd you do yesterday?
Yeah, so my thing is, since I am going to Cancun, I'm overly dramatic about everything. Like, I need to know. So, like, we're going to go on a snorkeling excursion. Well, I'm freaked out about leaving a resort in Mexico. I don't know why. I fear a cartel. And so I'm like, what's the transportation? Can we not go through weird towns? Can I find out the route? By the way, what's the vehicle look like? Because in my head, it looks like it's something that I barely fit into. I was like, I needed all these weird details yesterday.
Who booked the excursion?
Expedia. I don't know.
Who wanted to do it? You or Sterling?
It's this whole group of us, a bunch of friends. And so then, like, Sterling's, like, having to, like, then reach out to one of his friends, like, hey, Roy has questions about what the vehicle is and how we get there.
Yeah. Just your typical standard questions.
Yeah. Most everyone's like, you just go.
No. Roy doesn't.
I don't just go.
Oh, my gosh.
Air quotes. We don't just go anywhere.
If I hadn't vacationed with you before, I would think you would be the worst to vacation with.
I just want to know what I'm getting into.
Well, we'll talk about that later on, too, because I have a funny story about when I went to Mexico and what we went to these old Mayan ruins, and the leader of my group was saying something about the ruins that entirely different from the other group leader that was next to us, and I didn't know who to believe.
That's awesome.
Yeah, we'll talk about that.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren on KISS 95.1.
Happy to be at your service, people. Congratulations to all the teachers and students who are celebrating their last week, mostly in the South Carolina area. I know Mooresville was finishing up their school year. Dana from Rock Hill just said, can you play School's Out for Summer by Alice Cooper? And we were like, no, that's next week for Union and CMS. Although CMS has to go until the 8th, we found out yesterday. That's when the real party starts. That's the biggest school system in our area. Not that the rest of y'all don't matter, but...
But you know.
You know, CMS kind of runs it.
There's a pecking order.
I remember remember growing up, I kind of liked the fact that I went to mid-June because I didn't get to go back to school until after Labor Day.
Right.
Lies. The things you tell yourself as a child just to get through.
Well, I liked after Labor Day. I thought that was a good, because it felt like summer was over.
Right. Yeah. Well, yesterday we made an announcement on the Manny, Roy, and Lorenz show. We would like to invite all single people who have told MRL over the past 7 years that we've been together that dating in this state and in South Carolina both sucks.
We have the singles night at the Charlotte Knights game June 14th.
We have a whole area at the Knights Stadium, Truist Field, where it's specifically for the single people who buy tickets to get in to the MRL show singles night. So there's so the only people in that area will either be single or be friends of someone who is single.
It's like a buffet.
Basically, it's a meat buffet.
Yeah, we're going to have some icebreakers, and it'll be easy to talk to people. Mamie's great at, like,
you're putting a lot of pressure on me.
I know, but you really are. Like, you find out somebody's story, and you remember, and then you talk to somebody else, and you're like, bang, I know who you need to talk to.
I tried to be a friendship matcher between Nicole and Vanessa Rufus from WCNC, and failed. I need to get them back together, then I'll make that happen. But everybody who buys a ticket for our singles night on June 14th at Truist Field, it's a Tuesday night, you're going to get a baseball bat, a little baseball bat pen, and that'll have an M, an R, or an L on it, so that the M's can go find the other M's, the R's can go find the R's, the L's will find the L's. It's like a swingers party where everybody goes and you find...
Okay, maybe let's not use the word swingers.
Oh, sorry.
And then the M's can fight the R's, and the R's can fight the L's, right. And it's a big war.
Yeah, it's like the West Side Story. No, but it is going to be a ton of fun. So please, if you are single, we are going to try and make you leave with at least the phone number of your choice.
Right.
You know. And by the way, somebody said, is it LGBTQ friendly? Of course it is.
Please.
Everybody's open to come
I'm
out
gay
to singles
and
night.
I'm going
to
be there.
You're also in a relationship.
Wow. Those little details.
Could be one of our last nights partying with Roy, as he announced last week that he'll be leaving the show.
And it's my last scheduled public appearance. So as of right now, yes, it is my...
We never know with you, though.
I know. I'm wishy-washy.
Anyway, so mark your calendars. June 14th, Truist Field. It is a singles night with MRL. And we're all excited to be out there. Left field, we got our whole little patio to ourselves, okay?
All right.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Mamie, Roy, and Loren.
Yeah, look, you guys every day on the way to work.
On Kiss 95.1.
Thank you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for voting us the best of Charlotte in the BOB Awards. We appreciate that. So yesterday, Roy, and as someone with the real estate license, maybe you've been asked to do the same by an out-of-town client, but a realtor drove down our street and said that a client really loves our neighborhood, mm-hmm. and they straight up were asking if they would take, you know, a cash offer for our homes. Like, would we be willing to sell our homes for a cash offer? Like, right then and there.
Yeah, you get those with some investment people.
Is that shady?
A little bit. Yeah, I wouldn't do it.
Yeah, it feels shady. I don't know if it is, but it feels shady.
That's what my neighbor said, but I told the guy, yeah, sure. I was like, what's the cash offer? I said, I went to pull up my phone, and he sat there in his car. And I was like, pulled up my phone on the Zillow. I go, here's what Zillow says my house is worth.
Oh, you should definitely get at minimum, a broker's market analysis.
Of course. I mean, I'm not selling my house. I was just playing with the guy.
Oh.
Just to see how far he could take it. Yeah, he left me his card. I should have brought it in.
He left you a number? And, like, is he waiving inspections or...
No, we didn't go down that road. I was just kind of like, yeah, I'll talk to my wife about it. She's not home right now, but, you know, I said, then will you in turn find me another place? He's like, absolutely.
Yeah, no, that's not very common for normal real estate people.
Wow, we are not that exclusive of a neighborhood for people to want to be moving into.
They heard about the cul-de-sac
they
down
heard
there.
About the sack parties.
Uh-huh. Sack parties. Yeah. The fact that you live in a gated community that never locks. Mm.
And then one house up the street from us, he is in the Air Force, and he is taking a year of special training So he's renting his house.
Mm-hmm.
And so we told him straight up, we're like, dude, if the renters are cooler than you and bring more beer to the sack parties, like,
you're out.
Yeah, the renters stay in. You know that, right?
That's funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, your situation's weird. Typically, you find those from people who are going to try to make money off your home. I don't know how they intend to money off your home.
I legit think that, you know, as you know, spring is the time when people want to get into these houses so that they can get their kids ready for the fall semester of school. And you know, my neighbor is a real estate agent, too. And she said that she felt like, you know, yeah, that's legit. Like somebody really put them on the hunt and he's not finding enough homes. So he's going around asking. And that means, too, that somebody has said yes to that at one time.
That's insane to me. I mean, I know everyone has a price. But, like, if you have no interest in moving and somebody just rolls up to your crib and is like, hey, we'll give you a cash offer. What?
Yeah, because think of it like this. You're not interested in selling your home. So the offer's got to be so good
right.
to get you to sell your home. That's not a viable way as a broker to get a purchase agreement.
Yeah.
I don't know.
What if he told this family, and he did say they were from out of state and they're moving in, he told them, like, I got a place, and now he's sweating. Would you at least let me walk through it with on FaceTime so I can make it look like I did my work?
Oh, I wonder if it's one of those hedge funds that are buying a bunch of homes to then rent them out.
He didn't say, he just said clients.
You know what I mean? Because there's a lot of those companies that are trying to get homes to rent.
He said it's a family, and he noticed all of us outside. Great family neighborhood.
Yeah, so. All right.
Crazy, though.
I was selling your home.
It's like, no.
All cash,
like,
sure. Offer.
Yeah.
Come up to my home with a briefcase.
No doubt. Do I at least get the do I at least get the guest room? Can I stay there at least?
Listen to the MRL Morning Show on demand whenever and wherever with our podcast. Use our KISS95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
Did you say this was a Facebook post you saw, Roy? Because I like this.
Yeah, so this is the, try to remember if you can, what food was your house known for? Like, what was the best food snacks growing up?
Oh, snacks?
Pretzels.
Yeah. You had the pretzels in your house?
Specifically pretzel rods and Cokes. We always had pretzel rod and Cokes. So, like, my friends knew and my brother's friends knew if they were coming to my house that they would always be able to get the pretzels and the Cokes were always stocked.
Ours was Schneider's French onion dip and pretzels or chips, but always the dip.
Diet Mountain Dew. Always had Diet Mountain Dew growing up. My dad was, like, addicted to it.
But since your dad loved it, were the kids and your friends allowed to get into it, or was it off limits?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. We could all get into it.
Yeah, same with us.
Well, we always had snacks. Some of my friends had the rich snacks. Like, if you had pizza bagel bites.
Oh. Yeah. My one friend, Doug, his house was known for leftovers. Good leftovers, like good Chinese food. Egg rolls would just be sitting in his refrigerator, Chick-fil-A, and you'd be able to just go and have it and heat it up. No questions asked.
Some of the comments on this Facebook post, someone said frozen White Castle. I guess there's like little mini burgers.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Hard pretzels, just like you said, Manny. Oreos. They were the house known with the Oreos. My grandma, I have such a good memory of my grandmother having this big cookie jar filled with white and chocolate Oreos.
Mm.
You know what my grandma's house was known for, and my mom ended up getting it, and I think it's moving to me now, is this blue jar filled with those gumdrops.
Oh,
those
okay.
gummy drop yeah. things. Mm-hmm. Oh, my grandma always had them. Then mom had them. Now, since mom's passed, dad hasn't been doing a good job of filling it up. And I got onto him the other day when I went to the house.
And now it comes to you.
I'm going to take it.
My grandmother had weird treats in her house. Like, she did Rocky Road ice cream and melon.
Together?
Together for dessert every single night.
We would do cantaloupe with some ice cream in the scoop.
Really?
We'd scoop out the middle and then put ice cream
it
in
it. It was always so strange to me.
Yeah. My grandfather did wine and peaches.
Wine and peaches?
He would dip his peaches in his wine and then eat them. And he had this special little dipping thing that the peach would sit in.
What?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'd be like, Grandpa, you want to throw the baseball? I'd be like, no, it's time for my wine and peaches. Like, it's a thing.
Yeah, it's not.
704-570-9595. Texts are coming in. Dunkaroos, Jackie
yes,
said.
Yes, Dunkaroos.
We want to know, what was the question?
What food was your house known for?
Yeah. Or drink. Nicole, drink? What about you?
I can't really think of a snack food or anything, but my dad had, we call it like his famous meal. And anytime like someone comes over, we'd cook the same ranch noodles, New York strip, French fries, green beans. And like that is like the meal. Anytime like coming home from college, he'd make it. If I had my high school friends over, he'd make it. Everyone wanted the meal.
Yeah, my dad went through like phases. Like for a bit, he was all in on pistachios. Oh my gosh. He would, and how he would do it, he'd say, I remember he'd be watching TV, he'd get a plastic bag, and he would put the handle around his neck.
Oh my gosh.
So that the plastic bag remained open in front of his face.
He's like a horse.
And he would snap the pistachio, drop it into in front of him, and eat the pistachio, and he would just go through these nuts while watching TV.
He literally made himself a trough.
He did. He did.
You ever see when the horses, they put that around the horses, and they eat their hay out of that?
So, can you imagine if I had a friend over who witnessed my dad
That's
do
awesome.
That?
Interesting.
I remember I also had a friend who's, they always had donuts or like the crumb cake on the counter. The Entenmann's donuts.
The Entenmann's.
Or the Entenmann's crumb cake was always on the counter.
Marianne texted in and said those oatmeal cream pies. And then Jamie from Charlotte said the Swiss cake rolls. My dad was big into those, but we called them ho-hos.
Mm. That's just another brand.
Yeah.
Yes, I love this person. Pretzel rods.
But they would put like candy and chocolate on it. Oh, someone said Vienna sausages. Ooh. Yes. Yes. Oh, put that on a cracker. Matt says healthy snacks like ants on a log.
Oh, yeah, that's what Sarah said.
My mom used to try to get us to eat those, too.
Yeah, we would never go to your house. It was Sarah in Rock Hill. She texted and said, my house was known for not having snacks. My mom couldn't cook. Yeah, and we also had one friend whose dad owned a store, so he would bring cases of soda, Roy,
mm-hmm.
but it wasn't the top, it wasn't even RC. It was whatever was below that.
Like the D brand?
Yeah, and there was like black cherry and like off-brand Sprite.
Mm.
And like, unless
do you really know the difference, though? Like, if you put it in a cup, would you know the difference?
Unless it was the middle of summer in New Jersey at 100 degrees, we would walk past that stuff. I think one time I was dying and crawled in like I was in a desert, and I was like, all right, I'll drink one of these.
I don't know exactly what you're talking about. My friend Eric's mom, when I would go to his house, they always had Diet Right White Grape. And I'm like, what is this soda? And it was delicious.
This is awesome. We had a tangerine tree, and all the kids would come over after school and just smash them tangerines.
That's cool.
That is cool.
That is awesome. All right, well, let's put that up on our socials, too, and we'll see what people have to say about the food that they had in their home when they were growing up.
Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Real quick, Roy, before we get to Loren's story.
Yeah.
Marianne and Charlotte was answering your question on
What food was your house known for?
Growing up, right?
Yeah.
She said, my house was known for going to Hooters all the time.
Always had a surplus of Hooters wings.
Hooters leftovers in the refrigerator. All the kids in the neighborhood were like, we don't know what this place is, but their wings are dang good.
Also, we do have Coca-Cola 600 tickets coming up. If you want these NASCAR tickets, that's also going to get you into Speed Street to see Flo Rida. Coming up minutes from now, don't go anywhere.
So yesterday, I had a really interesting conversation with someone. And I don't want to say the name of the store, but I popped in. My son was graduating preschool, and he's got a little girlfriend there. So I was trying to get flowers. But I was asking for help, and the girl I was talking to, she said, I don't know, but I'm not going in the back to get them. And
nice answer.
I was like, all I wanted was like a certain kind of flower, and there weren't any out. And she's like, I don't know if we have them, but I'm not going to the back to get them. And I was like, oh, okay. Like, should I just assume that these are all you have or whatever? And she's like, I don't know, but I'm trying to get fired.
Oh.
I was like, what?
Oh. What an answer.
So she's wanting you to then go to the front and complain and...
I don't know, I guess. And I was like, well, can you give me somebody who's not trying to get fired? Because that's an interesting goal. I don't know if I can help you accomplish it, but I didn't think people really tried to get fired.
Especially in this market. Like, can't you just go get another high-paying job pretty easily? I use high-paying job loosely. But can you go get, like, I feel like everyone needs workers nowadays.
Don't tell me the name of the place, but can you hit the bullseye?
Maybe.
Ah, People don't like working there.
Why?
I don't know why, but I've told you before that, like, they have their walkie-talkies on really loud at Target, and when you can hear conversations, it's like, Mike, did you ever clean up the men's area?
No, I'm on break. I told you that 5 minutes ago. You asked me, same answer.
And then they're loud talking to each other, like, I hate Mike. Like, if he doesn't want to work here, and you're, like, just shopping.
But I always think they're cool. They all get to wear different clothes as long as it kind of matches the color.
But the drama that's happening behind the scenes is almost like you don't want to be involved in it. You just want to watch it happen, but, like, don't bring me into it.
I agree. There was one time I went to this restaurant, and we didn't come, like, right at closing. It was, like, an hour before closing, and I had, like, three people going, well, I'm cut. I'm not taking anyone. I'm like, eh. Okay, I know everyone's not wanting to take us because we're an hour before close, but someone take us.
Yeah.
By the way, people are texting in and saying the reason why she wants to get fired is that if she quits, she can't get unemployment.
Oh, that's right.
That makes 100% sense.
Yeah, but I don't know. That's like...
So what did she do afterwards?
She walked away from me.
did you complain on her?
No, because honestly, I was like, I'm not helping you trying to get fired.
Right. If you complained on her, then that would have helped her.
Right. So I just found somebody else and they helped me. But she literally walked away from me. And I was like, okay, this is the weirdest interaction I think I've ever had with a person.
Anybody else ever try to get fired? Like, what do you do at your job to try to get fired?
I think that you'd have to work really hard to get fired. I don't know.
Not around here. Actually, I take that back.
You have to work hard.
They don't just fire people around
here.
No. Like, they'll do financial layoffs if necessary.
Yeah, like a budget cut.
Yeah, but like if someone screws up, it's like very rare that someone screws up so bad that they get fired.
Look at our show. We're the biggest screw up. We're a screw up between 6 and 10 every weekday morning.
That's right. And it took Roy leaving for us to break up. He wasn't fired.
Right, that's true.
We would love to hear from someone. Be honest with us. If you tried to get fired, like, what did you do at your job? How did you try and get fired?
704-570-9595.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Jack Harlow. First class. I shocked Loren last week because I go, Loren, you realize that you've been in radio as long as there's a remake.
Yeah.
Like the song that you were playing when you were in radio, they now did a remake of.
And I had a conversation with our nanny yesterday and I was like, do you know what the original version of the song is? And she's like, no. And I was like, do you know who Fergie is? She's like, no.
Oh, right there.
Yeah.
That does hurt.
We're talking about if you ever tried to get fired. Ren had a bad experience yesterday with an employee at a store.
I was trying to get flowers, and I asked if there were any in the back, and she said no, and I'm not going to look. I'm trying to get fired.
I love that she told you that.
I know. It baffles me like that was her goal for the day to accomplish getting fired.
And what does the manager do at that point? Because you're like, well, I'm not going to fire him because they want to get fired. And that's right. Weird.
Yeah. So just don't give her the hours or something.
Right. Let's see here. We get a text message from Marianne. Right now, I'm trying to get fired because my managers are less than useless. I also keep getting into trouble for the things out of my control, and I'm not giving them the satisfaction of me quitting.
It's a standoff.
Yeah.
Mariana in Charlotte says, I work in the payroll field, so all I have to do is just pay someone, you know, like $1 million that doesn't get paid that amount. And yeah, for sure, I'll get fired.
Yep, that'll do it.
All right, we got your Coca-Cola 600 tickets coming up. Plus, you'll go into Speed Street tomorrow night to go watch Flo Rida.
If you want those tickets, they're coming up next.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
It's the main Ryan Loren Morning Show. All the hits, Kiss 95.1. All week long, we've been hooking people up with tickets to the Coca-Cola 600, which is coming to the Charlotte Motor Speedway this Sunday. Plus, you're going to go to Speed Street on Saturday night. Speed Street used to be in Uptown Charlotte, and now it's moved up to Concord, up to the Speedway. So everything's all up there, which is kind of cool. Although I do miss walking over there to Speed Street after the show.
Let's go to the phones, and let's play a fun game here to win these Coca-Cola 600 tickets that's going to get you in to go see Flo Rida. Catalina in Gastonia.
Mommy. Hey.
Hey, you are caller number 9.
All right, Catalina, all you got to do is pick out the sponsor that has never been on a NASCAR before. We've got four sponsors. Three of them have been on a NASCAR, one of them has not, and you have to pick out the one that has not been on a NASCAR. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, here are your four choices. Viagra, Bodor's butt paste, Lovable Bras, and the Playboy Channel.
This is hard.
Oh, I think I've seen one of them.
Lovable Bras, Viagra, Bordeaux's butt paste, and the Playboy Channel. One has not been on a NASCAR.
The butt paste.
You say the butt paste. Loren, what do you think? I'd like your opinion on this. You don't know the answer.
I don't know the answer. I would have probably either gone with the butt paste or the Playboy Channel.
Butt paste.
Butt paste?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're all incorrect.
Which one was it?
The Playboy Channel.
I said or the Playboy Channel. Okay.
They had butt paste on a car?
Yes.
What?
Yep. Jeremy Clemens had the honor of wearing this sponsor on his car.
The honor.
Yeah. Also, Depends adult diapers were on there. And Kim Kardashian's fragrance actually was on a NASCAR.
Wow.
That's weird.
As you know, Catalina, nobody ever leaves the MRL show empty-handed. Even though you didn't get it right, you're still getting hooked up with those tickets, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Congratulations, Coca-Cola 600. You're going to be there this Sunday, and you're going to see Florida tomorrow night. Hope you have a good one.
And Nicole, make sure she gets that butt paste.
Ring it.
Now, it's time for Can't Beat Lorenz, sponsored by Cheerwine Soft Drink on KISS 95.1.
All right, who is playing Can't Beat Lorenz today?
This is Libby with Gavin.
Libby and Gavin.
Good morning.
Hey, you are playing Can't Beat Lorenz today. Welcome to the Manny, Rory, and Lorenz Morning Show.
Thank you.
You guys are in Fort Mill. Is this your last week of school?
It is. It's the next to the last day of school, and we play this in the car every morning. So somehow this morning he got through.
Nice, Gavin. Good job.
Maybe it's your lucky day.
So.
As you're ending your school year, go ahead and kick Lauren out of the studio.
Kick her out, Gavin. Bye.
I'm going.
Deuces.
Headphones down. Lauren's walking out of the studio, and she is gone. She can no longer hear the questions.
Man, it is expected to be a big weekend at the box office for Top Gun Maverick. We went to the movie. We loved it. Experts say it's on track to be the biggest opening for this actor who stars as Maverick. What's his name?
Tom Cruise.
Season 4 of Stranger Things debuts tomorrow on what streaming service?
Netflix.
Can't wait to watch it. This is us.
I know. I'm so excited.
I know. My friends, Roy and Loren, got me into it, and then they and Nicole dropped off of it, yeah. So I can't talk to anybody about it.
Yeah. Oh, I'll talk to you about it.
Great. All right. Libby, question 3. This is Us is now in the history books, and the stars are taking souvenirs from the set of what network?
Oh, my God. I didn't watch it. NBC.
Question 4. This former American Idol who kicks off her daytime talk show by covering a song for a segment is turning that into an EP. Who are we talking about?
Kelly Clarkson.
And question 5. This Pirates of the Caribbean went back on the stand yesterday and the trial continues today.
Johnny Depp.
Come on in. And you know what's funny?
What?
We actually know somebody in the line. And we're going to try and get them on. They're trying to get into court.
Okay, so how did Libby and Gavin do?
They got them all correct. I'm not going to tell you if you get it right or wrong until the very end.
Okay.
So exciting to get them all right. Good job, you guys. It's expected to be it's expected to be a big weekend at the box office for Top Gun Maverick. We saw it. We loved it. Mm-hmm. Experts say it's on track to be this actor who plays Maverick's biggest opening.
Tom Cruise.
Season 4 of Stranger Things debuts tomorrow on what streaming service?
Netflix.
This Is Us is now in the history books, and stars are taking souvenirs from the set of what network?
NBC.
Question 4. This former American Idol who kicks off her daytime talk show by covering a song for a segment is turning that into an EP now. Who is that?
Kelly Clarkson.
Question 5. This Pirate of the Caribbean went back on the stand yesterday, and the trial continues today, and we have a friend in the line.
We do. I've got to catch up on yesterday. Johnny Depp.
All right. Final score 5-5. It's a tie. Tie stays with the house. So, Lauren, you have 81 wins.
Woo! Libby, Gavin, you guys did a great job. It's not a win, though.
Thank you.
I'm sorry.
Thank you. So, it's okay. This is Libby and Gavin from Fort Mill. And we can't beat Lauren, but we can tie her. And I did not embarrass Gavin.
No, you guys did
You did not. You did awesome.
Have a good day.
You too. Thanks for playing.
See ya. All right, thanks. Stay in touch so we can talk Stranger Things.
The Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show, War of the Roses.
Lily, welcome to War of the Roses. Number one, I'm sorry that you're here, and we hate to do marriages. Lily, you think that going on a couples retreat is actually going to be the beginning of the end for your relationship. Why?
Well, in Mary, we had already done this couples retreat in Denver, and I noticed that my husband was taking a shine to the leader of the couples retreat, and she was unprofessionally flirtatious with him, from what I've noticed. So what struck me the most about everything is that, you know, he keeps saying that he's got business in Denver, and that's usually outside of his district. So I'm basically just worried that he's, you know, going back there and might be seeing this woman who tried to help us with our relationship. So I don't know what else to do anymore. Like, I'm seeing all these red flags, and I'm getting distance from Jeff, and I don't really know.
Okay, anymore. So after a couples retreat in the Denver area between you and Jeff, Jeff's now frequenting that area back again, saying it's for business. You think it's because of the flirty person at the couples retreat. And so what's that person's name again, if we need to be looking out for when we send out this package?
Becky.
All right, so we'll do war. We'll see who he sends the remaining package to. Hopefully it's not Becky, and hopefully it's you.
And if it is you, then you've got to understand that he is just doing business out there and staying at that Airbnb.
I would love to know that it is just business.
Okay. So let's hope that that's where this goes.
Thank you.
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for Jeff, please.
This is Jeff. Who is this?
Hi, Jeff. My name is Olivia. I am calling from Flowers for You. I have your name and number and handle here of our Instagram tag contest for the winner of our monthly giveaway.
Is this something I called for you guys or anything? Because I needed flowers a couple weeks ago.
No, you, one of your friends tagged you in our post. So we randomly selected you and that person to get these free roses. I have $100 in free red roses for you to send to the one that you love. Hopefully we were the ones that helped you out a few weeks ago when you needed roses then as well.
No, that was like a flower shop in Denver. But I mean, I'll still take the free flowers.
Awesome. Absolutely. We are nationwide, so we can ship to anywhere. Do you have a name of the person that you would like to send romantic roses to?
Yeah, I do, actually.
Okay. And, Jeff, I have a QR code that goes inside the roses as well. Becky will be able to scan and receive a message directly from you, which I can record here in a moment.
Oh, cool.
Great. So, Jeff, if you would like to record a romantic message for Becky, you can do that now.
Hey, Becky. It's your favorite. I'm thinking about you. I'm missing you. I can't wait till the next time I come see you. Wait for me.
Jeff, how do you think Lily's going to take that?
I'm sorry?
Your wife, Lily, is on the phone. She's heard everything. We're not a flower company. My name is not Olivia. You're on the Manny, Ryan, Loren Morning Show on War of the Roses. We catch cheaters.
Cheaters just like you, Jeff.
How dare you, Jeff, after everything we've done.
And what is this?
I don't understand. Like, you said Denver was business, and I just knew it. I can't believe you would do this to me. Everything I've done for you.
I'm sorry. Is this like some like joke or something?
No, Jeff. You just sent romantic flowers to the love of your life named Becky, not Lily.
And we know Becky's background.
She was the love of my life. I said.
So can't wait to see you. Wait for me.
Lily should have gotten the flowers. Your wife. You know that, Jeff. Stop. And we know who Becky is. Becky is your couples counselor who is not helping anything here, is making everything worse.
She's not helping.
And I'm guessing you bought her flowers once before because you asked Loren if this was a flower company in Denver. So how long have you been messing around with Becky and cheating on your wife?
Yeah, how long? Did it start while we were there, Jeff? Did it?
It's so stupid right now. No.
Yeah, it is.
We were up there. We had started talking. There's been barely any kind of communication between you and I for like a year and a half. So I don't even start like this is something brand new.
I've been trying to work on this.
I felt good about that, so I gave her some flowers.
I love my couple therapist so much. I'm going to send her flowers. That's real great, Jeff. Real great.
I'm sure plenty of other people do it.
Okay. So, Lily, I'm so sorry, but none of us are buying his story. He indeed is cheating on you with Becky.
Oh, my God. I don't even know what to do. My life has just been turned upside down. I don't know what to do. We have this mortgage. These kids. I'd be so devastated. Do I get a lawyer? What do I even do?
That's probably a good start.
You need to talk. Just producer Nicole will give you my number at least off the air.
Thank you.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren on Kiss 95.1.
I am going to Cancun.
Not only that, you are counting down the exact minutes till you leave here to go to Cancun.
Yes. I am very excited to go. Although there is not a trip with me that doesn't come with some things.
But I didn't know this. You're going with a group of people.
Well, it's someone's wedding.
Did you know that?
Yeah, my friend Rob.
No. You tell us nothing. I just learned this morning during your day in 30 seconds that you were going with other people. I thought it was just you and Sterling going.
No. So my friend Rob is getting married at this resort, and so it's a whole big group of people that is all meeting together for the wedding.
That's awesome.
Down in Cancun.
For someone who never has friends, this is exciting.
Well, it's Sterling's friend.
Yeah.
To be clear, I didn't originate the friend. So of course, my name doesn't match my name on my passport. So, like, that's a whole
Why doesn't it? Did you get married and not tell us? And your last name is really Johnson and not Brown anymore?
You always think I'm up to no good. No, it's
because you don't tell us anything until we pull it out of you.
Because, I'm a junior. And when I made the airplane reservation, I didn't put a junior. And so when I went to go check in, the app's like, well, this ain't going to work. Like,
really?
Yeah, your passport's got to match. So now I got to go and talk with people, and I guess I got to confirm I'm not a terrorist or something.
Which is going to take a while.
Yeah, I know. That's why I got to get out of here. So, if we want to wrap it up, you just let me know. and then when I'm there, I'm a little iffy about going to Mexico because you hear about the cartel and the corrupt police. But this is one of those all-inclusive resorts, so you're pretty safe as long as you stay in the resort. Of course, the group wants to leave the resort. Terrified.
During the day to go snorkeling.
Terrified. I'm like, is there security joining us? As if like that's a thing. I don't think that's.
Yeah, I mean, where do you think you're going?
I don't know. Cartel. I'm not
College kids go to Cancun and get blackout drunk and make it back. Okay, I think you're going to be fine.
Have you met me? I am a victim of something.
That's true.
I get hurt. I get sick.
We did have that one call from somebody who said like they went to Cancun in the 80s and they never saw their friend again.
Yeah. Oh, see, and that terrifies me.
Your mouth.
So you're going to go on an excursion. Do you know what the excursion is?
A snorkeling excursion.
You're going to hate that because I'll tell you why.
I'm going to tell you why I'm going to love it.
Okay, go ahead. You go first.
Well, I'm fat. And because I'm fat, I naturally float. So I'll just float in the water, breathing underneath, looking at the fishy fish.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, you might be onto something.
Yeah.
I hated it because the currents were so rough. And by the way, the guy that was running the excursion, this was in St. Martin, he was French and didn't speak very good English. So when I told him I was having trouble swimming back to the boat, can you bring the boat towards me? He just laughed.
Waved you.
My wife and I are like struggling to get back. Plus, my fins weren't the right fit, so I had blisters.
Yeah. And it typically is a whole thing for me to get in and out of a boat.
I think Roy's just fine. His feet are so big that he doesn't need flippers.
I've been told that.
Yeah.
It is a whole thing. Last time I could try to get into a boat, my swimming trunks fell down.
Everybody.
Sterling typically, there's multiple hands that require assistance to get me into a boat.
So you also were asking the group standard questions, like how big is the bus going to be that takes us on the excursion? You know, standard stuff, Lauren.
I'm a larger man, so are we about to cram into, like, a 1997 GeoTracker, and we're all going to cram into this little thing, or is this a big bus?
It could be a Sprinter.
Okay. You know, is there a front seat? You know, how roomy is it? I have so many questions.
Sterling still stays with you. That's the amazing thing.
And I'm so afraid of the water and the ice. So I'm like, can someone confirm with whoever has the boat if there's filtered ice? Because I don't want to get sick.
Sterling really loves you.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
He really loved you.
And then he went out, he got all those little travel-sized bottles yesterday, and he comes back with travel-sized sunscreen. I'm like, what's that going to do? Have you seen the surface area on my body? That's going to do an arm. I am too big for travel-sized sunscreen.
He's like, well, I got four,
You need a
for
tub.
One day.
You need a tub.
Oh, dude, the sun is strong down there. Oh, my gosh.
Thanks for the hand lotion. I appreciate it.
When is the excursion so I can be thinking of you? Tomorrow?
I think Friday,
yeah. I can't wait to hear the stories on Tuesday. Oh, I love you. I told you that and we're going to play a song here in a minute. It was what we love doing. But we went to Mayan ruins, and the bus driver was also your guy who guides you around the ruins. So we're driving from the resort in Mexico to the Mayan ruins, and the bus stops, and we pick up somebody. And I guess it was like a friend or something, but the guy gets on the bus and starts shaking us down for money.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So I gave him a couple bucks. You know, he was going up and down, but he's like, you won't get good information if you don't pay me.
Oh, that's terrifying.
So we were like, oh, this guy must be somebody who is going to be part of the thing. Well, the bus drops him off before we get there.
Oh, my gosh.
So we're like, oh, we just helped the bus driver's friend. So then the bus driver gets off and he starts talking and he says that this area here is where they played sports, whatever sports were to the Mayan people, okay? And the best athletes were killed and sacrificed for the Mayan gods. So I hear that, and I'm like, that's weird. The best athletes are the ones that are killed. It should be the worst athletes, right?
Yeah.
Next to me is another group, and the guy says, this is the area where the worst athletes are killed and sacrificed. So now I'm torn between the two guys. I don't know who to believe.
I'd go with the other guy.
I would, too.
I'm starting to think the guy was just a bus driver and had no idea where we were, and just showing us a bill of crap.
What do you think? They're actually employing historians?
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
It's the Manny Roy and the Rand Morning Show on Kiss 95.1.
If you missed it, coming up in just a little bit, we're going to tell you about Charlotte's biggest singles event that MRL is going to throw. We have that. We also have DM drama, which I can't wait to get to this one. I read this DM yesterday that someone sent us at the MRL show. They're going away for Memorial Day weekend, and they need someone to look after their house, and she asked her ex to do it. And he thinks it's weird.
It is weird.
Like, how close are they really?
You trust people who stay in your home.
Yeah. So we'll get into that. But Roy, you were just talking about going on your vacation to Cancun. And you're worried about drinking the water and all that stuff.
Very worried about that.
Somebody DM'd us and said, Roy, don't worry about it. All the water and ice at the resort is good. This is what we said to you yesterday.
Right. I know, but my...
be weary when you get off at that excursion.
My friends want to venture off. And now you're telling me to be worried about the ice in the resort. But you got to have ice in your cocktails. And it melts.
You're telling
You would drink a warm whiskey?
Order cervezas. Don't need ice in cervezas.
That's true. Oh. You are going to... And definitely you will get Montezuma's Revenge.
Yeah.
Like, if anybody's getting it, it's me.
Yeah, yeah. I agree
and
with you.
And he'll be hospitalized. Like, yeah. If you can't.
Like, we'll get a text message on Sunday, be like, worst trip ever. And it's like Roy in the corner.
Not coming back. He'll be hooked up to IVs.
Being airlifted to Texas. I don't trust the medical doctors here.
We're going to get to that DM drama coming up next.
I listen to y'all every morning.
The honk of your horn and flash of your lights for the MRL show. We appreciate it.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorraine.
You can always reach out to us on our socials at the MRL Show, and that's where we get DM drama.
So what's going on now?
So Travis reached out to us, and he's got a question about his girlfriend and her ex-boyfriend. He says, all right, guys, I need some advice here. Don't get me wrong. My girlfriend, who I live with, and I love to death, is still friends with her ex-boyfriend. But we don't usually see him unless we're at, like, her friends' weddings or a barbecue. He's a nice guy, and we get along fine. The thing is, she wants him to watch our place while we're on vacation for 10 days. He wouldn't be sleeping over. He'd just be checking in on our place and watering plants and that kind of stuff. But I still feel weird about it. When I asked her why she wants him to watch the house, she said because he's a cop and he'll do a good job. I don't know, though. I think if it was my ex-girlfriend I asked to watch our home, she would freak out. Am I wrong for feeling this way, or should I just get on board with this?
You are not wrong. That's weird. I don't trust that.
Ooh, Manny's got a puzzled look on his face.
I don't know. The guy's a cop. What's he going to do? Rob the place?
No, I don't think he'd do that. I think that whoever you trust your home with is somebody you really, really trust. It's a little weird that you find your ex so trusting.
It is?
Yeah, and that you're like such a good relationship with them.
I'm coming at this from a completely different perspective.
Good.
I'm changing out all of our photo frames to make us look like the perfect couple. To just smear in his face that we are the happiest and she's so much better off with me.
Mm-hmm. So you're taking a dig at him at your ex.
I'm taking a dig at him. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm making sure our house is set up to be the perfect scenario. You know what? Go ahead. Do some digging. Walk around. Look at our picture frames.
Look, notice that we have a camera with a tripod in the bedroom. Why do we have that?
Yeah, lingerie all over the floor.
Hanging from the ceiling fan.
Oh, man. I can't get on board with that one, Ren. But I can get on board with the fact that I think because the ex is a cop, it's not a bad thing. But somebody closer that you both, like, is the neighbor not going to be able to? And by the way, like, you both should have somebody in your lives that you can agree should come to the house and take care of the plants and stuff. But what do you guys think?
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Quick recap, Ren, for those people that are just jumping in.
So Travis wants to know if he's wrong for feeling some type of way about his girlfriend's ex-boyfriend watching their house while they're on vacation.
Yeah, he is a police officer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so he's clearly good with security.
And checking in on things and noticing if something's amiss. They're going to be gone for 10 days.
But I feel like he's an ex, so the ex should not really be part of that.
Anthony and Charlotte agreed with you. There's a conflict of interest there I don't like. It's probably because she still has feelings for him.
We're going to find this couple more of the roses in like 2 weeks.
Andrea from Newton is going to say, says there's a conflict of interest there. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Andrea from Newton says he's a cop. Yes, but is he a good cop or a bad cop?
Yeah.
What is this, a movie?
I don't know. Let's go to the phones. This is Jeanette in South Carolina. What do you think, Jeanette?
Jeanette? She's not there, but she says it comes down to respect.
I agree with that. And that's where I would have a problem. Like, if Dallas's ex-girlfriend was trying to, like, check in on our life, it doesn't matter, like, how long they had been broken up, I would just be uncomfortable with that, and I would think that he would respect me enough to not have her watch the house.
Someone texted in and said, my ex still stops by and lets my dog out when I have to work my second job. The guy I'm currently talking to has no problem with that.
don't know why I find that weird. And maybe that's an insecurity I'm having.
Well, also, the guy she's talking to right now. Like, if that relationship heats up and they get more serious, maybe he will have an issue.
Right.
Anonymous.
Listen, Travis, all you have to do is just say, if from what you heard from us today in the text and the call that didn't come through, if it changes your mind and you don't feel good about it, say something to her.
Mm-hmm.
Granted, I know you're leaving on Saturday, but
yeah,
you're not going to find anybody else at this point.
All right, so keep them this time.
Yeah.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren.
It's like three friends who want you to be part of their circle.
On Kiss 95.1.
People are talking already. There's already excitement in the air for the very first ever MRL Show Singles Night at Truist Field.
Make sure you join us June 14th because we are going to be matching all of the Carolinas singles. We have these little bats that will have M, R, or L on it. And you can then try to go match an M, an R, match an R, L, go match an L.
No, that's not how it works. The M's have to find the M's. The R's find the R's. The L's find the L's.
That's what he just said.
He said an M can find an L.
Through the night, if you don't match with somebody in the M group, it's just an icebreaker. There's no pressure.
No. You guys, it's not...
Hold on one second, everybody.
No.
We talked about this. I'm kidding. it is a good icebreaker game, though. We pitched the nuts and bolt one, where you get the bolt, and the bolt's got to find the nut to fit. But we wanted to do something baseball. We were going to do get to third base, but that didn't work out. So we are at Truist Field. In left field, by the way, we have our own little platform area. Nothing but singles. And if you buy a ticket at kiss951.com for the June 14th singles night, we ask that either you or your friend that you bring with you is single. This way it works. Don't just show up and...
And I get it. You're excited because it'll be the last time, Roy, that's your last like public appearance.
It is. Until I vanish away from the Mandy Roy and the Rim Morning Show.
Anyway, singles night is happening June 14th at Truist Field. The Knights are going to be playing a game, and you'll be playing your own game of getting hooked up. And we'll all be there to help you along the way, break the ice.
Mm-hmm.
No pressure. Like, let's all just be cool. Find the M's, find the L's, find the R's.
Have a couple beers.
Oh, yeah.
Watch some baseball. Get to know each other.
A Charlotte's night game is a great first date, and we're going to try to facilitate that for you.
All right. So, once again, June 14th. Mark your calendars. The MRL Show's first ever singles night. It's happening June 14th.
Get your tickets right now at kiss951.com.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren on Kiss 95.1.
So my son's not at school today. He's supposed to finish his EOGs.
Now, I remember it was a big deal to miss that.
Yeah. But we had a tragedy at our house yesterday.
Oh, no. What happened?
Well, Dean came home from school and was feeling extra lovey about our dog, Cora, who we adopted from the Carolina Boxer Rescue. Give me a ding, please, for the plug for the great Carolina Boxer Rescue here. And Cora is awesome, but she's 2, and she's big, and she's strong. So Dean was playing with her, and he said, Dad, can I take her and bring her on a walk? And I said, sure, you could take her on a walk. Well, when he said he was going to take her on a walk, I thought he was going to use the leash. But we have a rope, like we do out in the suburbs. And when I'm out working in the yard, she's got this giant long rope so that she could follow me around the yard but stay in the yard.
Mm-hmm.
At 2, she's just not trained enough to stay in the yard. Like, she'd go run after somebody to play, never aggressive. Like, she wants to play.
Right.
And I can't have that because, you know, there's strangers walking down the street and stuff. So she hangs out in our yard. And Dean used the rope to walk her. She saw a rabbit, and she pulled him and the rope, and he got rope burn all over his right hand, which is the hand he uses to write. So it's like he's got a mitten on it because it's wrapped, and he can't write, so he can't do his math. EOG today. So he'll have to do it on Tuesday when they go back to school.
Oh, it sucks.
But he came. So my little neighbor across the street's like, Mr. Steve, Dean's crying. Cora hurt him. And I'm like, oh my God, what happened? And Dean comes home, and he's crying because it hurt. Mm-hmm. Rope burn hurts, you know?
Yeah, it's very uncomfortable.
And he's all mad at Cora. You know, of course.
Cora's confused. Cora's like, I just saw a rabbit.
Right. Yeah. He's being a dog.
But she knew something was up. This is why I freaking love boxers and I love this dog. She knew something was up because without being told, she went in her bed, in her crate. And normally we put her in there when it's time for us to go somewhere. We don't use that as a punishment tool. That's where she feels safe.
Mm-hmm.
So she walked herself in there and laid down. And, you know, Dean went upstairs, and I gave him a Tylenol to stop the pain. He wouldn't let me touch it.
Is it bleeding?
No, it was just a burn. It looked like a major blister. That's what it looks like. It's a blister on the bottom of his fingers and three across the top from where he held the rope.
Yeah.
And then I talked to him later, and he was like, Dad, I just love her so much. I didn't want to let her go because she wouldn't come back.
Oh.
And I go, buddy, she would come back, and I really appreciate you holding on to her. Old Manny would have been like, dude, we don't walk the dog with a rope.
But you've gone to counseling.
Thank you.
Look at you.
New Manny is like, okay, buddy, we'll fix it, and we all make mistakes. And remember, there's a leash right over there.
So maybe next time.
Next time we'll use the leash, right? And he's like, yeah, if there is a next time.
He went and got his pillow.
When he brought his pillow down, he slammed it against the crate. He was mad. He was venting. But that was like an hour. An hour later, she got out of her crate. She went up to see him, and they made up.
Okay.
So, you know, like you said, it's not her fault. She saw a rabbit, man.
No. She's being a dog, yeah.
Even if Callie, the well-trained Callie, saw a rabbit or a squirrel, she'd run.
She has in the backyard. It's a no-squirrel zone. That is her area.
And the squirrels know that.
Oh, right. Yeah, they know that. Well, I'm sorry. That sucks that he now has to go. I remember I just wanted to get it over with. So I can't imagine he now has to wait until after Memorial Day.
So get this. If he went into school today, they would have made him take it.
So how would they have done that? Like, would somebody have written for him?
No, they just would have been like, do it, because they don't care.
Ugh.
They just want to get it done. But the problem is, you're right, Tuesday is going to be like movie fun day, and he's going to be doing his math EOG.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it is what it is. I'm sure he'll be in a different room or something.
Yeah.
So, all right. I just wanted to share that with you, that Dean's not in school today because the dog went after a rabbit. That's the connection. Let's do some songs, have some fun, and then we'll come back, and we're going to talk about when the guy left his car at a repair shop, he came back to find some interesting objects in it that he didn't leave in it.
Okay. That's weird.
Guess where it came out of?
Florida.
Damn right.
All right,
WFLA sound familiar?
Yep.
Yeah. We'll talk about it coming up next. Don't go anywhere.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on KISS 95.1.
Oh, Florida, how I miss you. We found this story, and I think it's out of Tampa because it's WFLA put it out. But a Florida man dropped off his 2003 Jeep Liberty at a local repair shop, and it took a while to get it back. He dropped it off on January 15th because the check engine light was on. And he picked it up and got documents for it like 3 weeks later. So when he picked it up, he went to go clean out the car a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And he found sand and stains on the back seat. He found clothing tags and a pink lacy thong under the back seat of the car.
Wow, they had a lot of fun.
Not only that, but there were unpaid toll tickets as well.
Somebody used it as a joyride vehicle.
Apparently.
Unpaid toll tickets.
But listen to this. When he confronted the owner of the repair shop, the only possible person who could have taken the Jeep on a joyride was currently in jail for murder charges.
What do you mean?
What?
Wait, what? The only person who could have taken the Jeep on a joyride. What does that mean?
I guess one of the employees of the shop got arrested for murder? Well, I think that car is evidence.
Hey,
I told you that my brother Rich's Cherokee got stolen in Chicago, and when it came back, the cops found it. It had bloodstains in the back, and he said that people will steal cars, gang activity, and commit crimes in the cars and then just leave them.
Oof.
That's insane.
And Rich kept the car. I was like, dude, you sell that right away. He was like, why clean the blood? I was okay.
Ooh.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I'd probably get rid of it too.
Yeah, bad juju.
Yeah. Anyway, the guy plans on fighting the toll tickets at least because he doesn't want it to affect his driver's license.
How often does that happen though, where you leave your car at a repair place and when you come back you find something different? Or like maybe like when you go to the airport, are you parking long term?
Uh-huh.
You use that one place where they shuttle you over, like...
I'm parking in the garage, the hourly parking garage.
Okay, because there's one place across the street from the airport, off Little Rock Road, yeah. And if you leave your car there, I think like they wash your car and stuff for you while you're gone.
Oh. Wait a second, that changes everything.
Well, you got to book in advance. My buddy uses them. And
I'm sure that's cheap.
I don't think it's much more than the parking deck, to be honest with you.
Mm.
But anyway, the story is like the people like that can use your car. Like if you're going to Europe for 2 weeks and they have your car, it's easy for them to use your car if they want to take the car somewhere. And I'm not saying they would do that, but if you drop your car off at a repair guy,
you're most likely going to get it the next day.
Yeah,
and not 3 weeks later with a pink pair of lacy panties in the back seat.
Oh my God! Anybody else have a story to share with us about how you left the car with either a repair shop or maybe long term parking? And what'd you come back to find?
704-570-9595.
Remember that one woman that was trying to sue the Charlotte airport because she parked her car in the long-term lot, and when she came back, her car was infested with ants?
Yes, mm-hmm. And the car was like a total loss, I think.
Yeah.
Shocking.
Crazy.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren.
Only in Florida, Loren.
Only in Florida. This man dropped his car off because his check engine was light was on with a mechanic. Got it back 3 weeks later, found sand and stains in his car. He found a pink pair of panties. And the owner of the shop said the only person that could have taken it was currently in jail for murder charges.
Maddie in Mooresville says, I always write down the mileage before I leave my car somewhere so I know. Let's see. Rebecca said 13 years ago, I had a Mitsubishi Eclipse and I left it at a garage to get fixed. I came back 2 weeks later from a trip and my car was stolen. I never got it back.
Ooh.
Now, we actually have someone on hold who says they used to steal those cars.
Steal them? Okay.
Or take them, I guess.
Borrow them?
Errol, welcome to the Manny Boy and the Rim Morning Show.
Morning.
Errol. So, did you work at a shop?
No, so let me preface it by saying that we weren't the nicest kids around when we were young.
Okay.
And this was in New York, so I don't know if it'll apply to other states. Long story short is, when we were younger, my friends used to work for those long-term parking places in the city. And there'd be a lot of rich people kind of dropping off their expensive cars for a long-term, like, say, a month to two, whatever it might be. And on the weekends, my friends would find out which cars would be there for a long time, and I had the proper papers in them, so we just take them out for joyrides. And I returned them.
How long were the joyrides?
Depending on the car. If you had a car that we thought was fun to drive, probably, say, an hour or two.
Hour or two?
Okay, so you weren't taking these cars overnight. You were just, like, you know, making sure that they were still running.
Yeah, essentially, we were making sure that everything was still working in the car.
Like Ferris Bueller's Day Off, when they steal his car.
Yeah, we just took them for joyrides.
What's, so, like, Errol, real quick, like, what was one of the coolest cars that you took on a joyride?
Porsche 911
GT3. Yeah. Whoa, that's...
And you gotta be so careful that you don't crash it or anything.
I know.
Or get busted.
I don't want to say we weren't really pushing the cars. We pushed them if it was a straight road, but
yeah, dude, going up and down the West Side Highway at 100 miles an hour in somebody else's Porsche. I know it.
I even get afraid if I was like a valet person. I wouldn't want that job just because people would be like, "I found a nick," you know, "I found a dent."
So my friends parked cars at an upscale restaurant in high school, and they would take all the change all the time
out of the cars.
Yeah. And I'm like, you guys, like, that's not cool. A, it's disgusting. Who wants to touch change?
Oh, I'd be mad. Like, next time I went for it and it wasn't there, I'd be like, where did all my change go?
They would come home with, like, $60 in change.
I was about to say, I bet that adds up every day.
Yeah. It was for beer money. I didn't complain much after that.
Now your celebrity sleeves. It's the Dirty with Lorraine. Kiss 95.1.
So it is so funny. We have a friend named Miranda, Mandy. Mm-hmm. She's called into the show a bunch of times, and you might know her around Charlotte. She's got the beautiful purple hair. And Miranda.
I think she was runner-up for best Instagram account for B.O.B. this year, too.
Awesome. Good for her. That's great. She is currently in the courtroom at the Johnny Depp trial with Amber Heard right now.
She was just like, YOLO, I'm going to Fairfax. I'm going to go try to get in. She spent the night in a sleeping bag on the concrete and in her car.
She's got kids.
Yeah. And she said that it was like a free-for-all when they let people actually get into line to get in the courtroom, because they only take like, I think either 50 or 100 people mm-hmm. can fit in there.
Yeah.
She said that people were like jumping over barricades and like pushing people. And she said it was insane.
Well, anyway, she's in the courtroom. We'll talk to her tomorrow and get some insight on what it's like to be in the courtroom. But we posted a picture on our story at the MRL show. We circled her.
Yeah.
She's on Amber Heard's side in the back.
Yes.
Purple hair. You can't miss her.
And if you want to follow her today, she is, like, they can't pull out their phones in the courtroom, but she is, like, putting text slides up on her Instagram story.
And Johnny Depp took the stand yesterday.
I think I don't know if he's expected to take the stand again, but closing statements are supposed to begin tomorrow. Kate Moss took the stand this week because Amber Heard said, and this was hearsay, of course, but she, I guess, learned of a situation where there was a rumor that Kate Moss got pushed down the stairs by Johnny Depp. Kate Moss did take the stand and said that she fell down the stairs.
Mm.
So, but what, like I said, we'll keep you updated on everything inside the courtroom.
No objection.
All right, so moved. Could you just spell your last name for me?
Taylor, look, there she is.
A-C-K-E-R-T.
That's so funny. You want to hear a little Kate Moss from yesterday or no?
Sure, yeah. All right.
Did Mr. Depp push you in any way down the stairs?
No.
During the course of your relationship, did he ever push you down any stairs?
No, he never pushed me, kicked me, or...
through
me.
Where do we get the music?
Did Mr.
No, it's like produced.
Yeah.
Anyway, she said she fell down the stairs and she yelled because she didn't know what happened to her, but she actually did fall down the stairs. Okay, so Laverne Cox is going to be the first transgendered Barbie.
Awesome.
Mattel is coming out with a Barbie to celebrate her 50th birthday. And you can own a Laverne Cox Barbie for $39.99. We'll get that posted up on our social media where you can get it. I think that's a cool thing. And Kim Kardashian, people are coming after her again.
What did she do now?
So she is being declared the like official chef taster for Beyond Meat. Mm-hmm. But in the video, which if you don't know what Beyond Meat is, it's a plant-based product that's supposed to taste like meat or chicken. And you never see her take a bite of it through the entire commercial.
Oh.
So people are like, come on. Like, clearly, you're just putting the food near your mouth. And I will say this. It's hard to do a commercial. I've done a commercial in the past where you've had to eat something. And you can't just keep eating things all day. Like, you'll be so full. So they typically, like, you either pretend to eat it or they have like a spit bucket or something like that. So I don't know if it's that big of a deal. I think they could have at least shown her taking a bite of it, but mm-hmm. people were definitely calling her out about that. If you want to see the commercial, you can head to kiss951.com and catch up on all of your celebrity gossip there.
If you missed anything from today's show, you can listen to the replay on demand. You get nonstop MRL, no commercials, no music. Wherever you listen to your podcast, we'll have a wrap party up here in just a little bit. The War of the Roses today was super intense. It was a married couple, and a lot of people were feeling some type of way about it that texted us this morning. So if you missed that, you can go listen to that and other War of the Roses on our War of the Roses podcast. We have a full podcast of nothing but wars. Tomorrow, the free-for-all kicks off Memorial Day weekend. We will have cocktails in the studio as we get ready for the weekend. Hell yeah.
Okay, what are we bringing?
I don't know.
Bloodies? Champagne?
Oh, yeah. All of it. It all sounds good. Let's make a tropical drink tomorrow. I'll bring my blender. We'll make something tropical.
Okay, I don't think... A, we just got an email. I'm pretty sure we're not allowed to have liquid in the studio anymore, so I'm thinking a blender might be outlawed.
We'll do it early when no one's listening.
Okay.
And we will kick off the summer by having someone jump into a pool, which would be a lot of fun. See everybody bright and early Friday morning while Roy's in Cancun drinking the bad ice and water.